Hello, and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Bible Reading Plan podcast. I'm Elizabeth Jewell, and it is my pleasure reading God's Word to you. My husband Chris and I joined last November. We have two kids, Kathleen, who is in third grade, and Blake, who is in 4K. In this Advent devotional guide, we are looking at the story of the Bible and looking at the ways we see light break through darkness, from creation to new creation. Today is Thursday, December the 5th, and I am reading Exodus 3 from the New International Version. Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the far side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire from within a bush. Moses saw that though the bush was on fire, it did not burn up. So Moses thought, "I will go over and see this strange sight. Why the bush does not burn up?" When the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called to him from within the bush, "Moses, Moses." And Moses said, "Here I am." "Do not come any closer," God said. "Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground." Then he said, "I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." At this point, Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God. The Lord said, "I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I have heard them crying out because of their slave drivers, and I am concerned about their suffering. So I have come down to rescue them from the hand of the Egyptians and bring them up out of the land into a good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey, the home of the Canaanites, the Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites. And now the cry of the Israelites has reached me, and I have seen the way the Egyptians are oppressing them. So now go. I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt." But Moses said to God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt?" And God said, "I will be with you, and this will be the sign to you that it is I who have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship God on this mountain." Moses said to God, "Suppose I go to the Israelites and say to them, 'The God of your fathers has sent me to you.' And they ask me, 'What is his name?' Then what shall I tell them?" God said to Moses, "I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites: 'I am has sent me to you.'" God also said to Moses, "Say to the Israelites, 'The Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my name forever, the name you shall call me from generation to generation. Go assemble the elders of Israel and say to them, 'The Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, appeared to me and said, I have watched over you and seen what has been done to you in Egypt. And I have promised to bring you up and out of your misery in Egypt into the land of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites, a land flowing with milk and honey. The elders of Israel will listen to you. Then you and the elders are to go to the king of Egypt and say to him, 'The Lord, the God of the Hebrews, has met with us. Let us take a 3-day journey into the wilderness to offer sacrifices to the Lord our God.' But I know that the king of Egypt will not let you go unless a mighty hand compels him. So I will stretch out my hand and strike the Egyptians with all the wonders that I will perform among them. After that, he will let you go. And I will make the Egyptians favorably disposed towards this people, so that when you leave, you will not go empty-handed. Every woman is to ask her neighbor and any woman living in her house for articles of silver and gold and for clothing, for which you will put on your sons and daughters. And so you will plunder the Egyptians." Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word. The title of my devotional is Be His Light. My mother and I share a love of the movie The Ten Commandments. During my childhood, my family would gather around the TV on the eve of Palm Sunday to watch the film. Now my own family has the leisure to watch the film during any season, thanks to YouTube TV recording. Charlton Heston brings the story of Moses alive, even though it took place over 3,000 years ago. The audience feels the character's emotions firsthand and can imagine what it was like to live in that time. The beautiful fabrics and vibrant colors of the Egyptian world are a stark contrast to the Israelites' sand, straw, and bricked world, until the light of Moses fulfilled the Israelites' prayers. Exodus 3 has several depictions of light. The most obvious is the Lord appearing as the burning bush. The second is more figurative. God calls Moses to be the light to the Israelites and lead them out of bondage. However, the most reassuring light in the passage is the Lord saying to Moses, "I will be with you." The Lord is a light to Moses and to all his people. God appeared to Moses through the burning bush. Spoiler alert, you probably won't experience the presence of the Lord via a burning bush in your lifetime. But remember that God appeared to Moses during his daily routine of watching his father-in-law's flock. We can experience God's presence anywhere and anytime. Be aware of these moments in your ordinary life. God called Moses to be the light to the Israelites. God calls all his people to use their unique talents and abilities to serve his purpose in the world. During this Advent season, challenge yourself to share the love and light of God. Deliver backpack buddies to Grantswood. Serve at the Faith Church food pantry in Midfield. Even something as simple as an extra thank you to the grocery checkout team can provide hope to others. God is calling you to be his light in the world. Just as God told Moses, "I will be with you," we can have confidence that the Lord will always be with us. No matter what challenge we face, he does not leave us. Be encouraged to know that he is always with you. God is your light. Go and share God's light with the world, knowing he is with you. Be his light. Please pray with me. Dear Lord, thank you for always being with us. Please use us to share your light with others. We pray others come to know you by your light shining through us. Amen.